raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embrace-EA that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, October 10th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Passerable School District facility wins State Spotlight on Excellence Award. Templeton Women's Charitable Club expands scholarship program. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds early today, then sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Getting to the root of the problems for a free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Passerables Joint Unified School District announced that Mary Bauer Early Education Center has been awarded with the 2025 California Early Childhood Special Education Spotlight on Excellence Award. The district says this recognizes Mary Bauer's innovative, inclusive model of early education, which integrates special education services directly into its classrooms. Serving children ages 2 to 5, Mary Bauer is a play-based, hands-on learning environment committed to meeting with each child where they are. The district says parents describe the program as a magical space where co-teaching teams and intentional instruction help students thrive. The award affirms Mary Bauer as a statewide model for high-quality inclusive early learning and a shining example of how PRGUSD schools are building strong foundations. Templeton Women's Charitable Club expands scholarship program. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation,
Templeton Women's Charitable Club, or TWCC, has expanded their annual scholarship program. TWCC says they will award three $2,500 scholarships to graduating seniors from Templeton High School or Templeton Independent Study High School beginning in 2026, an increase from the two scholarships previously awarded. Founded in 1913, TWCC is a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving the lives of others in northern San Luis Obispo County. The club provides a forum for women throughout North County to identify and support local charities and best address the community's needs. The community is invited to join TWCC for its upcoming Clothing Swap, November 20th. This event encourages women to refresh their wardrobes while supporting local charitable projects. For more information about membership or these upcoming events, you can visit TempletonWomen'sClub.org. Tomorrow is Pioneer Day for Paso Robles, with the parade starting at 10 a.m. on Spring Street and ending in the downtown City Park. Prior to the parade start will be the Children's Pet Show at 8 a.m. in the downtown City Park gazebo and the Little Cowboy and Cowgirl contests at 8:15. The parade will feature antique vehicles, marching bands, youth groups, military vehicles, fire engines, and more. Following the parade will be the annual Bean Feed, Whiskerino Contest, and Horseshoe Pitching Contest in the City Park. At the Paso Robles Event Center will be the second annual Pioneer Day Games. Road closures for Pioneer Day start at 4 a.m. Saturday and will last until about 2 p.m. The following roads will be closed: Spring Street from 10th to 21st Street, Park and Pine Street from 11th to 16th Street, 21st, 16th, 13th, and 12th Street from Spring Street to Riverside Avenue, and 16th to 21st Street will all be closed from Oak to Park Street, acting as staging areas. Templeton Founders Day returns Saturday, November 1st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Founders Day is hosted by the Templeton Historical Museum and celebrates the arrival of the first passenger train in Templeton in 1886. Each year since 2006, Founders Day has grown and added new activities and exhibits, along with some returning. Here's Laura Brooks, chairperson of the Templeton Historical Museum, on some activities you can enjoy this Founders Day.
Of course, we have the little 4-H is sponsoring a petting zoo, and next to it, we have a roping section where kids or adults can practice roping, you know, fake steers. And so that's going to be fun and really interactive. And another thing we've added is in the blacksmith shop, we're going to have a little pounding station, if you will. And that's where kids and adults can come and they can practice pounding metal into bracelets or bookmarks or whatever they want to do. So it's sort of like a preview of what it's like to be a blacksmith.
Founders Day also includes the display of historical, antique tractors, vehicles, railroad artifacts, and hit-and-miss machinery in operation. Also present will be the Salinan Tribe. Here's Steve Fies, Secretary of the Historical Museum, on that, as well as some of the free food offered for this Founders Day.
They're going to be setting up a booth, and they're going to have their little artifacts, and they'll tell you a little bit of Salinan history, which is very cool. We're also going to have a wandering barbershop quartet walking around. We're going to be having popcorn, and we're going to be passing out pies and cakes and coffee and chocolate.
Founders Day again is November 1st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Templeton. In sports, Major League Baseball for the division series yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Phillies 2-1, winning their series 3-1. The Cubs shut out the Brewers 6-0. Their series is tied 2-2. Today, the Tigers will face the Mariners, and tomorrow, the Cubs will go against the Brewers. In high school football, tonight, Paso Robles will travel to St. Joseph, Atascadero will host Pioneer Valley, Templeton will host Morro Bay, Mission Prep travels to Caruthers, and San Luis Obispo will host Rigetti. In the NFL, KPRL will have a triple header on Sunday with the Cowboys against the Panthers, then the Raiders versus the Titans, and finally the Lions and Chiefs. Also on Sunday, the Chargers will face the Dolphins, the Rams will go against the Ravens, and the 49ers will face the Buccaneers. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news: LA Mayor Karen Bass and her city agencies are facing more questions after their response to the Palisades fire. Now that the after-action report on the deadly blaze is public, Bass says she knows LA Fire needs help.
Looking at what the resources are and knowing that the fire department in general needs more.
Bass facing new questions about why an earlier fire that developed into the Palisades fire was not fully extinguished when it was first reported. Former Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger speaking out against Prop 50, saying voters should not give politicians the power to redraw congressional maps.
So now they want more power to create more chaos and more negativity in California. So I just said, no, let's stop it right here.
And California, now the first state in the nation to introduce new rules for electric vehicle charging station reliability. Now public fast chargers must be operational 90% of the time, and they have to share information about locations availability. John Gilliland, California News. California headline news. A new report says Cal State San Bernardino student housing program is millions of dollars in debt with little chance of recovery. Auditors warn that this raises serious concerns about their ability to remain financially self-supporting as required by CSU policy. And for the second year in a row, the L.A. Dodgers are headed to the National League Championship Series. It took 11 innings for L.A. to beat the Philadelphia Phillies last night at Dodger Stadium. They'll either face the Chicago Cubs or Milwaukee Brewers in Game 1 of the NLCS Monday. John Gilliland, California News.
Calco Safety has a work clothes deal for you. In the corner of the Albertsons Shopping Plaza in Paso Robles, Calco Safety will sell you the Bonanza work boots at 15% off. And then give you a long or short sleeve work shirt and a free pair of leather work gloves and throw in free safety glasses. Do the box stores do that for you? Tell your friends to shop local and get their work outfit at a huge discount. Calco Safety in the corner of the UPS store in Paso Robles.
Hi, this is Mark with Paso Pool and Spa. We are a locally owned company in the Albertson Shopping Center in Paso Robles. We know pools. Whether you need chemicals, supplies, or a service call, we are here for you. We have the knowledge to get your pool and spa in shape for pure water enjoyment. We stock the supplies you need. Stop in at Paso Pool and Spa Supply. We're in the corner by the UPS store in Paso Robles. Thank you for supporting Paso Pool and Spa.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. With Congress unable to broker an agreement to keep the government funded last week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has furloughed 42,000 of its employees, or about 50%. USDA will continue operations relating to some farm loan and conservation programs, core nutrition safety net programs, essential food safety operations, preparing and responding to wildland fires, and animal and plant health emergency programs such as New World Screwworm. Operations most likely to cease include payment processing, disaster assistance, technical assistance, regulatory-related travel and training, trade negotiations, timber sales, and long-term research studies. Many state and local offices across multiple agencies have closed, including most Farm Service Agency offices and several congressional district offices. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports that there was a traffic collision at about 1789 South Fork Place outside of Paso Robles near Lake Nacimiento. CHP reports that this was a vehicle incident that occurred at about 2:56 a.m., a solo traffic collision where a vehicle went into a ditch. CHP says that an ambulance was en route for the collision, indicating that there were likely injuries. This incident was first reported at about 2:56 this morning, but there still are CHP units at the scene and en route. Traffic in the immediate area on South Fork Place is impacted. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning will give way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows right around 50. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clouds early tomorrow, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday with a 95% chance of rain in the morning, partly cloudy Wednesday, mostly sunny Thursday and Friday next week. Upper 70s Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, low 60s Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday, low 70s Thursday, 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Tree of Life is holding an open house to show their appreciation of your support for their mission. This Saturday, October 11th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Tree of Life in Atascadero. Get a tour of the office and their abortion recovery center. There will be snacks, giveaways, and staff will be there to answer questions and to fill everyone in on the exciting things happening at Tree of Life. Tree of Life open house this Saturday, October 11th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 7730 Morrow Road, Suite 106 in Atascadero.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Report, out at 10 a.m. Eastern, measures how optimistic or pessimistic American consumers are about their personal finances and the overall economy. And some Halloween shoppers may be getting the chills at checkout because of steeper chocolate prices from cocoa costs, which have more than doubled since early last year, according to a report from Wells Fargo's Agri-Food Institute. While wholesale cocoa prices have eased from late 2024 peaks, manufacturers are still passing on to consumers their increased costs because candy on the shelves now was made from that pricier cocoa. The report also says companies are reducing seasonal product lines and implementing shrinkflation. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Do you have a bottle of wine that you've been meaning to drink with friends and family over a nice meal? Well, lucky you, Allegretto Vineyard Resort has no corkage fee every Tuesday from 5 to 9 at Cello Restaurante and Bar. That's right, you can drink your bottle of wine with your community in Allegretto's Tuscan-inspired dining room. Share a meal and enjoy your favorite bottle of wine every Tuesday.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775, which you can text that number. 238-KPRL. Thanks for joining us. Ready to go. Hoo-hoo. Open Mic Friday this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Darcia Stebbins and Kenny Enney will be in, so have at it. To the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I want to ask if anybody's gone to any of those slow cog half sales, half a cent sales tax increases, town halls to see if they could straighten me out. Because to me, it looks like our county has squandered the money they should have used for roads and slow cogs out there like a contractor trying to raise funds that they should have spent and asking me to donate. And I know I've listened to you mention before, and I totally love the way you are bothered by, like, the Wounded Warrior commercials. You know, we ought to, my tax money ought to be going to those things to start with, let alone asking me to donate to those things. And it looks like the county's put us in a position to drive on crappy roads or give them more money.
I think there was a meeting yesterday, wasn't there?
I imagine so. I wasn't giving them the time of day, and I feel kind of guilty. Like, am I wrong about this? And that's why I'm calling to see if someone went and knows more than I do can straighten me out.
Well, hopefully someone did go to it, but I have a question for you and the listeners. What would convince you for you to agree to increase the taxes?
That's what I can't imagine. I can't imagine, because I would always, initially, I'd have to have a conversation to convince me, but initially I'd say, didn't I already pay money for that? Where did that money go? Why did you give that to your mistresses running shill nonprofits for homeless and then ask me, like, oh, I'm poor, I need money? No, suffer.
Well, I don't know if it, you know, and I know this is just our conversation, but you wouldn't want to say just suffer, because then you're gonna be heartless, and therefore it wouldn't carry any weight. I always go back to, I don't, and particularly in California, and I throw this out all the time because it is true. We are spending over $20 billion a year on people who aren't legal citizens, and yet you want me to pay more money for the basic infrastructure, which is your responsibility? No deal.
I agree. And that's what I mean is, I'd rather drive on crappy roads than give more money right now.
Well, right now, I just don't want to do it. Not now, not tomorrow, not the day after.
Okay. It seemed like a pretty obvious thing. And I know, I also wanted tell you, I appreciate your opinion on that whole, for example, the Tunnel to Towers, the Wounded Warriors. You're going, yeah, I agree with supporting that, but that's what my taxes ought to be doing too. And so it's kind of an offense. I think I've heard you mention that before, those commercials begging for money for stuff that we should already be supporting.
Right.
I was wondering if there's any argument Slow Cog can give for me wanting to pay another half a percent
sales
tax.
Those commercials, those people risk their lives for our country. And we, you know, obviously you've seen the commercials and you see how some of them come back. And for them, for us not to take care of them, and I know some, I'm not drawing a wide, you know, big umbrella over it, but I get angry when I see those commercials. I mean, you get emotional, but I get angry. I said, these people shouldn't have to be, in my terms, begging for help. That should be an easy, automatic. We give so much money to people who are non-productive citizens, and in many cases, self-inflicted their fate in life. And yet those who risked everything have to beg. No, not at all.
Right. I was just drawing that analogy to a slow cog and our crappy roads or give me more money thing. It's I don't like being robbed or held ransom, and I think for me, I would, if given the choice, I'm just going to drive on crappy roads rather than but if anybody got a good sales pitch from Slow Cog, I'd love to hear it, because I can't see anything.
Okay, so let me throw this out, and I don't recall, because obviously I don't go to the Board of Supervisors meeting, but has anybody stood up and said, why are you constantly asking or needing for more money? We're in debt. By 2029, we could be over $36 million in debt. Why?
Right.
What decisions have you people made that has caused this? And then you have to come back to us and threaten limbs, puppies, and children. You know, I always say that with, well, we need the more money. And I know in some instances, just like they do with the city, they're going to blame the state.
Right. Yeah, I want some answer other than because we can.
Well, at most of these meetings, what do? Again, they fluff it up. They fluff it up. Or, in some instances, from some of the callers we've had in emails over the years, they don't answer questions. They dance around direct answers. And my life has told me when people do that, I ain't buying what they're saying.
Yeah, that's an answer in itself to me. If you can't express your honest thoughts, then you're hiding something, or I don't know. I'm pretty set in my ways. I'm a dumb guy who got taught technical stuff by people who really understood it, and I see the difference between people who are trying to express the truth and trying to explain stuff than people who are just trying to dance around and keep the lights out on what they don't want you to know.
Well, and I'll tell you how crazy I am, is that if somebody says to me, you know, elected official, well, the state mandates that we do this, so we have to use money from, you know, general fund money for these and my point is, then what I want to ask them, who did you vote for? What party are you voting for that's inflicting these things on us and the city and the state? So if you're telling me that you're voting for liberals that want to continue to take money, and now you're up in front of me begging money for begging for money, no deal at all.
Right. And where do I vote for somebody who represents me and not the state, who doesn't represent me, so to speak? I want, like, I'm here in Bakersfield, and we did vote out. Our city did vote out. There are no boys and girls sports here. It just ain't going to happen. And the fact that, you can't do that because the state has just a guideline. And, the state actually has a law, and the feds only have a guideline. The board here said no. We ain't playing, and the people love it, and the people understand, and the transgender few people, I guess, they understand too, because it really seems to be just an okay thing here in Bakersfield where we don't let boys and girls sports, period. I don't care who says what, it doesn't make any sense, and we ain't playing. I'm looking for my elected officials to have that same kind of a represent me kind of a thing.
One of the things, though, that because I think Bakersfield and some other, I think it's up to 16 school districts in the state have agreed with Bakersfield, and I guess they're not afraid of the threats from Governor Newsom about a lawsuit or holding back money. Maybe they're in a financial situation where they don't have to worry about it that much, or they're just rolling the dice saying, well, you know what, the feds are going to come in and they're going to take care of this, so we're going to go ahead. But at least the school districts had enough guts to do what's right.
Right, and if they do hit financial trouble, you know what, people like me then would step up and donate a half a cent sales tax to them, you know, because they're doing what they're representing me,
well,
so to speak.
Well, but again, it depends. If that money is taken away because Newsom is having his little hissy fit, then I'm not so sure.
Sure.
Because I don't. I've never bought into the well, it's for the children thing. As
right.
I've said many
like
times, the adults have made the decisions that have, you know, they use the kids is what they do.
Yep, and I think knowing that you can be poor and content is a big power, too. Knowing we don't need your money. We can be just fine and run a school like we did 10, you know, on the budget, whatever budget we have, we're going to run the best school we can, and we're going to do what we think is right for our people. And I don't know. It's just if anybody found a good spiel from SLOCOG on why we should pay for better roads when the county's spending our money on other things instead, then I'd love to hear it.
All right, sir. Thank you for your phone call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this Friday edition here on The Right Choice. We had someone trying to get in, so do call back and we can do that. Chris did the story on this accident out there on Lake Nacimiento. Chris, she said. Anyway, I thought you said the ambulance.
Yeah, this is just the CHP code. Some of this stuff is a little bit hard to decipher because a lot of it is just numbers and abbreviations, but it says traffic collision 1141 en route. 1141 means ambulance.
Okay, well, it's going to cost more to use an ambulance here in San Luis Obispo County. I knew it was expensive. I had no idea. Now, the ambulance medical care provided in San Luis Obispo County has been around for almost 80 years, and that's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Now, the costs have risen, obviously, and they're going to continue to go up. County Board of Supervisors will review the rate structure later this year. Well, we're pretty much near the later part of the year. And, for example, in the 25-26 fiscal year, ambulance rates for the most advanced level of care can max out at $8,699 before getting of the additional costs associated with an ambulance ride. Now, again, how much of that can be covered by insurance varies from, you know, client to client, obviously, with many of the larger insurers only agreeing to take some or all of the bill if the ambulance service are medically necessary to keep a patient alive. All right, well, now for the current 25-26 federal fiscal year, starting October 1st, being transported to the hospital with advanced life support, the most common service provider by the company, cost $3,300, I'm rounding this off, with a less common critical care transport cost of $8,699. Now, there are other services that can tack on several additional hundreds of dollars depending on what the patient needs. Now, for example, getting oxygen from an ambulance can cost around $115, while receiving preventative care for infection and the disposal of biohazards can cost around $29. Now, keeping an ambulance on standby for an event can cost a maximum of $249 per hour. Again, that's according to the company. And advanced life support ambulance rides cost $71 for every mile driven by the hospital, while the critical care transport can cost $82 per mile. Now, for example, and this is why the story that Chris did popped in my head, critical care ride from Nacimiento Lake to Adventist Twin Cities can cost more than $1,800 one way for mileage alone. Okay, so the Board of Supervisors will be talking about this again, they said, later this year. So that's a lot of money. As a matter of fact, that kind of, well, it is a funny story because it wasn't critical. Years ago, well, not years ago, maybe 10 years ago, a friend of mine had hip replacement surgery. And he was, let's just say, old school. He was so old school that he asked for a local when he was having the surgery. And I said, are you crazy? He goes, well, I want to see, you know, and hear what the doctor's doing. I said, you're not a doctor. How are you going to know the difference? But he can tell me, he can hear the sounds of the saw or whatever it was they used to do the hip replacement. I thought I would have passed out. So anyway, this kind of guy he was. So he, like some people, he sort of followed doctor's orders. Sort of. And he liked to golf. So he went out golfing probably a little bit too soon. And while he's on the golf course, I guess the hip popped out. And, you know, he went down like he was shot like a deer. Okay. So he was, golfing with another buddy of his. So the buddy, he had his phone with him. And he goes, okay. And he goes, you know, I'll call the ambulance. He goes, no, don't call the ambulance. It's going to cost too much money. And this guy was retired. He had lived a good life, let's just say. So they put him in the back of his pickup truck and drove him to the hospital because he didn't want to pay the money for the ambulance. Because he said it wasn't a life or death situation. So he... sure, it was a bumpy ride, but illegal. I wonder what a cop would have done if they pulled him over. They've given him a ticket for not having a seatbelt because he's laying in the back of the bed of the pickup. Chris, have you ever been in the back of a pickup riding, driving?
I think I did once as a kid. I don't remember that much. I was probably like 5 years old at best.
Okay, well, even then, it probably would have been against the law. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. About 15 years ago, I had to take my son into Twin. He busted his knee, I think it was, on his dirt bike. And so I carried him into the hospital. They took him in, and they said he needed to get a MRI on his knee. And that's when the MRI place was just next door. I says, okay, well, I'll carry him over there. They said, nope, he's in our care. We have to take him in the ambulance. So they took him in the ambulance, put him in the ambulance, took him over through the parking lot into another parking lot. It was $1,200.
So once you're in the hands of them, you have no say in it.
No say whatsoever. I said, I carried him in. I can carry him out. Nope.
Did you ask?
Signed him in.
Well, did you ask for a wheelchair? Well, I guess the wheelchair, they would have charged you for that too, right?
No, to get the ambulance and haul his backside out of there and tell me to do one parking lot into the other.
Okay, well... You know, that's a situation where I don't know what the hospital would have done if you said, well, I'm doing it anyway because, you know, your kid's hurt and you don't want to get in a big stink in front of your kid. He's in pain and you want it taken care of. So I would imagine that you kind of bit your tongue a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we do, you know, we've got a good insurance, but it just there was no medical care. It was a ride. And they say, and it was $1,200. It's just crazy.
Well, they do have strict rules about, you know, you can be just feeling fine. You get a release from your doctor, but I'm guessing in almost every case that you have to be, you can't walk from your hospital room out the door, that you have to be in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And that's probably to cover the hospital's rear end.
Yeah, so I'd say, don't get me wrong, I appreciate, I definitely appreciate the ambulances and what they do, but I think the pricing just could be a little exorbitant.
Well, okay, so then, do you think that should be taken into consideration for people with certain conditions and an age group when they decide to live in far-out places?
Well, you live further out, it's going to cost you more money. That's where the mileage comes in and time, you know. Just like me and my son were talking yesterday, garbage. Garbage costs more out here than it does in town.
Right.
You know, for picking. Because we're further away.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, we choose to live out here with the rattlesnakes and the coyotes, and that's our choice. So be it.
Yep. There are consequences for your decisions, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
That's okay. It.
All right.
Take care.
All right, you too. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Tomorrow is Pioneer Day for Paso Robles, with the parade starting at 10 a.m. on Spring Street and ending in the downtown City Park. Prior to the parade start will be the Children's Pet Show at 8 a.m. in the City Park and the Little Cowboy and Cowgirl Contests at 8:15. After the parade will be Pioneer Day Games at the Event Center and the Whiskerino Contest and annual Bean Feed in the downtown City Park. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District announced that Marie Bauer Early Education Center has been awarded with the 2025 California Early Childhood Special Education Spotlight on Excellence Award. This recognizes the inclusive, innovative model of Marie Bauer's early education as a statewide model for quality and excellence. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s, it's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. A ceasefire in Gaza is in effect after Israel formally approves a deal with Hamas to freeze the hostages and release Palestinian prisoners. President Trump plans to visit Egypt next week to finalize the deal. The Northeast bracing for a nor'easter this weekend. Close to 10 million Americans are expected to be affected by it by Sunday night. Strong offshore winds, high surf, high tides could lead to significant coastal flooding. Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt, the chaplain for the men's basketball team at Loyola University Chicago's died during the NCAA tournament in 2018. She was asked if she thought God was a basketball fan.
Probably is. And he's probably a basketball fan more of the NCAA than the NBA.
Sister Jean was a hunter at six. An opposition activist, Maria Corina Machado of Venezuela, has won the Nobel Peace Prize. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in October and November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for our October grand prize drawing. You could win the premium gift of the week plus $5,000 cash. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
11 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM, and it's time for sports brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
It wasn't pretty, but the Dodgers survived against the Phillies.
Heart rates through the roof. The 0-1 pitch. Páez grounds it back to Kirkery. He can't find it. He throws home. It's wide. Kim scores. And the Dodgers are going to the championship series. Fireworks go off in center field. The Dodgers celebrate near first base on a ground ball back to the pitcher. Andy Páez somehow gets the job done.
AM 570 LA Sports Dodgers Radio Network. The final score was 2-1. The Cubs shut out the Brewers 6-0 to force a game 5 on Saturday in Milwaukee. Winner will face the Dodgers next. And in the NFL, the Giants defeated the Eagles 34-17. Cam Scataboo ended with a hat trick. 19 carries for 98 yards and 3 touchdowns. And on the ice, the Golden Knights edged the Sharks 4-3.
And we have the NFL triple header coming up this Sunday morning at 9:30. It'll be the Cowboys and the Panthers. Then the Raiders, one win, will take on the one-win Titans from Tennessee. The late game at 4:30, Westwood 1, Lions and Chiefs all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. In just a moment, we will have your extended weather, world-famous pet alert, and also we will have a song, and it is the singer rejecting drug use. That's the little hint even before we get close to it.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and slot free play. Now put a little sunshine in your pocket. Drawings every Sunday in October. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get ready for the second annual Pioneer Game, Saturday, October 11th, 3 o'clock at the Paso Robles Event Center. You'll be entertained and amazed as you watch the hay stealing, potato stabbing, women's trailer backing, as well as bale wagon race, hay hurdle, tractor race, tug of war, tractor keyhole, and lots more events. It's fun for the entire family. That's October 11th, 3 o'clock at the Paso Robles Event Center for the second annual Pioneer Games. Go to PasoRoblesPioneerDay.org. And remember, that event is absolutely free. Plenty of vendors will be there for you.
North County weather.
Okay, and it is brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero, 8366, family-owned, family-operated. Cloudy early, becoming mostly sunny by the afternoon, with highs in the upper 70s, mostly clear tonight, overnight lows around 50. And then cloudy early again, mid-70s for your Pioneer Day. How about that? Sunday, we will have upper 70s, sunny, partly cloudy Monday, mid-60s, low 60s with about an 80% chance of rain on Tuesday. Clouds and sunshine, upper 60s Wednesday, Thursday 70, mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 6, up and down, 7:06 a.m., 6:35 p.m. We are at 54 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, and do remember, they service, supply, rent, and sell traffic control equipment. Go to avilatraffic.com. All right, The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL. We have 7 minutes away from 7.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your new San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry training team. AtascaderoGunShop.com. Check it in to see what critters may be out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be. Back home, safe and sound. Alrighty, well, there's nothing to report here on the world-famous pet alert, so that's good news. Hopefully, it's everybody's where they need to be and being taken care of. So, if you lose one, or if you find one, or in some cases they find you, winged or webbed, two-footed or more, give us a call here at the station, Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. Now, the one note is, since it is Indigenous People, People's Indigenous Day or something like that, Columbus Day, we will not be here on Monday because we will honor all the Indigenous people and so forth. So I have some pretty cool specials lined up with the explorers, and maybe, you'll hear it anyway. All right, moving right along here on The Right Choice, KPRL. 6 minutes away. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles, and Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They're on file. Okay, Friday, a little bit of music, and the music tease. So I play a little bit of a tease of a song. You call in and see if you can give me the name of the artiste or the name of the song. As I mentioned, I gave you a clue to begin with. This is, by the way, radio stations expressed concern that the reference, the drug reference, might limit airplay, even though the lyrics have the singer rejecting drug use. And it went on to be a pretty good hit for someone extremely popular, and it was, I guess you would say, it's kind of a novelty song. All right, good luck. Here you go. KPRL. All right, let's just say the person who did this novelty song, he was in a former group, and they were no novelty at all. No novelty at all, but he went on to have a pretty darn good solo career. People might be surprised on how many records he sold as a solo artist, because he was not, let's just say he wasn't a key to this fabulous group that he was in. All right, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Ringo Starr.
Yep, Ringo Starr, and it's called the No-No Song. Obviously, yeah. you remember it, and it is kind of a little catchy thing. By the way, the person that wrote it was Hoyt Axton.
Huh.
And kind of interesting.
Never knew that.
Because Hoyt had some substance abuse issues.
Yeah.
He did. But anyway. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
James Adams.
All right, we have you down as our final qualifier, and enjoy your day, and here it is. From 1970, well, it was released in 1975, Ringo, the No-No Song.
Aye. A lady that I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 no. It no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No thank you please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. A woman that I know just came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest. No thank you please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find the door.
The spoken voice in a couple of the parts of the song, if you catched it, was Keith Moon. Keith Moon, formerly of The Who, and of course he died in 1978. Also, one of the background vocal singers in this was Harry Nilsson, who became really tight friends with one John Lennon, and of course Ringo doing the drums and the lead vocals on that. What's kind of interesting, even funny about this song, and I'm not making funny of the Hoyt Axton's problems with drugs and other things. He was the writer, and he released his own version of the song in 1975. Now, what's kind of funny is in his song, it featured Cheech and Chong, of all people. All right, that's going to do it for the... By the way, the song went to Billboard number 3 and on Cashbox number 1 here in the United States. So, and the novelty song did well. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, 24-hour emergency service. They'll be there for you. They are board-certified master arborists.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.